I'm down here in Miami, Florida with my wife and our son, and tonight we just finished the two-day Reawaken America tour with Clay Clark and General Flynn. It was an absolutely incredible event with so many speakers. It was packed like drinking out of a fire hose with so much information. But on this episode, I just give a few thoughts that I had following the event. And you'll hear some background noise and people talking and even some wind when I walked outside. But I wanted to make sure I recorded this at the end before I left the event. So you can also check out the video on YouTube. You'll get to see the event and some of the beautiful scenery down here in Miami. And I also got a chance to do a few interviews while here as well. So I'm excited to share those with you soon. Get into it right now.
This is Cutting Edge Faith. Cutting Edge Faith. The show that brings you the truth behind the headlines and equips you to live out your faith in the cultural chaos of today. God is on the move right now through people just like you. You were created for influence and impact. Let's take your faith to the next level. Learn more at RyanSHoward.com. And now, here's your host, Dr. Ryan S. Howard.
Well, we just finished up the Reawaken America conference, and I've got to get on here to talk to you about it. They're just doing a showing here, and I wanted to show you that. And wow, this conference was absolutely incredible. It's Reawaken America tour, and my wife and our son and I came down, and we had an amazing opportunity to see all these speakers. It's 2 days down here in Miami, Florida, at the Trump Doral, and just absolutely incredible. I am so amazed at how they talk about what's going on. It's exactly what we want to do on this podcast, the truth behind the headlines, the truth about what's going on, and it ties it all together. You know, there are so many agendas that we need to be aware of, and we need to see the truth. You know, that's what I talk about, the truth behind the headlines, and we need to have that information so that we can know what to do. That's what the sons of Issachar did in the Bible, was they understood the times and they knew what Israel should do. And we should know what to do. We need to seek the Lord for that. And this event really brought together the spiritual aspects. I mean, it was with the natural, what's going on here. And I'm just so amazed at how much of a revival it was. I mean, there were thousands of people here, and they even had baptisms. And I mean, it's incredible. I almost did a live stream last night from that. They had baptisms. I saw a line, I don't know, 50 yards long with people waiting to get baptized last night. And they had altar calls, and they had the gospel shared. And it's like TED Talks, you know. I mean, it's like people talk for 10 or they talk 15-minute talks, and it's just all day long for 2 days. And it was literally from like 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. yesterday. And today, just wrapped up a little earlier, and like I said, they're doing the screening. But it's just incredible how, I mean, they talked about vaccine mandates, they talk about the vaccine efficacy and the dangers, and they talk about education and children and what the truth about what people need to be doing with their education and getting home education. And, you know, the government schools and how it's really not public school, it's really a government school, is a better name for it. And, you know, I'm really just, it's incredible how being here and seeing all this information really ties it all together. And it's not just, it's nothing separate. I mean, everything is related. And so they really went into everything. I mean, I highly recommend this. There's another one in Vegas, and I think at the end of August. And I mean, it really, you can see that it's like a drinking out of a fire hose, but it's really getting like a PhD in what's going on around the world. They talk about the World Economic Forum, the FDA, the CDC, and how all these politicians and everybody are coming together, and all the agendas behind everything. And it really exposed everything. And I'm just, I mean, a lot of this I had seen and I've talked about it, but it really, they got into details. I mean, they went into what's in the COVID vaccine, all the details, I should say the shot, or the jab, whatever you want to call it. And just where this is all going. They talked about artificial intelligence and transhumanism and the next generation of integrating AI and the human brain Yep, that's all coming. We even talked about the biblical timeline, and I went live and I streamed that live from here, the biblical timeline of where we are right now, and the book of Revelation and all this, and knowledge is increasing. And they even said that probably by 2033 that the Bible will be translated into every language. So maybe you didn't know that. There's many languages that the Bible is not yet translated into, but by 2033, it will be translated into every language, and that's just incredible. You know, I did an interview earlier today, so I went to the media room, and I did an interview with a guy that I with his show, and we were talking about some of the parallels between Christian persecution around the world and the persecution happening in America, and how some of this is changing, and how we can see some of that here as well in America. And what I talked about was he wanted to know some interesting things that's going on around the world, or what do they not know. And I said, one thing that's shocking, we learned, my wife and I are partners with Voice of the Martyrs, and we had a partner call where they talk about what's going on, and they said that in Iran, they said it's the fastest growing Christian place, where it's the fastest growing in the world for Christianity. Like, what? In Iran. And it is violent persecution, and it's happening mostly through women who are leading this underground, and they risk their life and like battery and assault, like sexual assault and all this, to share the gospel and even mention it. And so it's incredible what they're willing to sacrifice for this. And another thing is that the issue in Iran is not evangelism. The issue is not enough Bibles. Can you believe that? Evangelism isn't the issue. They're getting the word. People are getting born again. And so evangelism isn't the issue. It just blew my mind that could be true. And they need the Word of God. That's what they need. So that's what we want to give to. We want to donate to give the Word of God to them so that it can spread. Because everybody has got to have the Word of God. And, you know, I heard other stories about how anywhere, another conference we were at, anywhere that the Word of God goes, there's a change. You just can't help it. It's like a trail, like a wake behind a boat. You know, if you have a wake, if a boat's going through the water, you can just see the wake behind it, and it gets bigger and bigger as the boat continues, and you look further out from the wake, and then it just continues. And it's the same thing. If you drop a big rock in the water, the ripple effects keep going out, and that's what we have with the Bible, the Word of God, because it's living and active. Like, you cannot read the Word without being affected by it. God will do something with it. And so that's just such a call for each of us. These people are so hungry for the Word. And I'm so amazed at how people, you know, in like China and these different places, when people finally get the Word of God, they are so hungry. Like, a lot of them will have one page, and they'll memorize it. And then somebody else will have another page, and they'll memorize their page, and then they'll switch. And so it's just amazing how hungry people are. And we so take it for granted. And we need to really spend time in the Word. But this was just an awesome conference. There are so many people who are just like-minded. I mean, there was a few thousand people here. And I mean, it was just incredible. And I'll have more to come in the coming days to talk about it. I'm going to have Clay Clark. He's the one leading this. And General Flynn, I got to meet both of them. I'm going to have Clay on the podcast here soon. And I was on his podcast here back in April, and I got to meet General Flynn, like I said, and Roger Stone, and all these people. I mean, it's just incredible what they're doing and standing up and sacrificing and willing to not hold on too tightly to what God has given them. Because, and that's what we all need to do. We need to be willing to hold what God gives us with an open hand. And if he wants to take it and give us something else, then so be it, you know, but we serve him. This is his story. This is about him and what he wants to do. And wow, it's just awesome. So a lot more to come. I wanted to jump on here quick before we left and make sure that you had just the latest on it. And stay tuned for more to come. All right, head over to RyanSHoward.com to learn more, find past episodes, and more to come soon. God bless.
If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe, and you can help spread the word by leaving a 5-star review and sharing it with your friends. Visit RyanSHoward.com to learn more about living the intentional, influential, and impactful life you were created for.